Morning watch. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ, week 4. The kingdom as the subduing of rebellion and as the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus, Saturday. Related verses, Matthew 13:43. Then the righteous will shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Philippians 3:21. Who will transfigure the body of our humiliation to be conformed to the body of his glory, according to his operation, by which he is able even to subject all things to himself. Matthew 16:27. For the Son of Man is to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will repay each man according to his doings. 2 Thessalonians 1:9. They will pay the penalty of eternal destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his strength. Romans 8:18-21. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory to be revealed upon us, in hope that the creation itself will also be freed from the slavery of corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. Hebrews 2:10. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in leading many sons into glory, to make the author of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Related reading. Not many Christians realize that Christ's transfiguration was his coming in his kingdom. The Lord's coming will not take place suddenly. Rather, it will come gradually. In a sense, the Lord will come back from heaven, but in another sense, he will come out of us. When he fully lives himself out of us, that will be the time of his coming. According to Matthew 17:1-2 with 16:28, his coming was his transfiguration, and his transfiguration was his glorification. When he was transfigured, he was glorified. Now we must see what it means to be glorified. When Christ, who is God, became a man, his divinity was incarnated in his humanity. He was a unique person, one possessing both divinity and humanity. His divinity was concealed within his humanity. Outwardly, he was a man, but inwardly, he was the very God. God was hidden, contained, concealed within this man. Glory is God manifested, God expressed. The God hidden within the humanity of Jesus was the very glory. Thus, the glorious divine element was concealed within the human element of Jesus. As he walked on earth, no one could see his glorious divinity. Many saw the miracles and realized that he was someone extraordinary. But prior to his transfiguration, no one had ever seen the glory concealed within him. Then one day he brought 3 of his most intimate disciples to a high mountain and was there transfigured before them. For the Lord Jesus to be transfigured meant that his humanity was saturated and permeated with his divinity. This transfiguration, which was his glorification, was equal to his coming in his kingdom. This indicates that Christ's coming in his kingdom is linked with his transfiguration. The coming of the kingdom is the Lord's glorification. His transfiguration and his glorification is the saturation of his humanity by his divinity. Because the Lord has been transfigured, he is now in glory. Before that time, God was in him, but his humanity was not in God's glory. In his transfiguration, his humanity was thoroughly saturated with his glorious divinity. In the coming manifestation of the kingdom, Christ will be like this. He will be the very Christ with both divinity and humanity, but his humanity will be soaked with his divinity. We now have the divine life with the divine nature within us. However, we still have our natural humanity. No matter how spiritual and holy we may be, our humanity is still natural. It has not yet been saturated with the divine glory, but at the time of the manifestation of the kingdom, our humanity will be glorified by the glorious divinity within us. Perhaps the opposers will label this evolution into God, but this is not evolution into God. It is glorification. The opposers need to read Romans 8:30. Those whom he predestined, these he also called. And those whom he called, these he also justified. And those whom he justified, these he also glorified. To be glorified is to be saturated with God's glory. It is to be transfigured, not from without, but from within. One day, we will be a great surprise to the unbelievers. 2 Thessalonians 1:10 says, when he comes to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at in all those who have believed, the unbelievers will be shocked by our glorification. The day is coming when they will see a glorious difference, for our humanity will be saturated with divinity, and we will become a glorious people. We will not just be spiritual, holy, pure, and clean. We will be glorious. This is the coming of the kingdom. We are waiting for this to take place.